Next patient is Tonya Jackson. T-O-N-Y-A, Tonya. Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 6/23/79. Date of visit is 3/30/22. Next paragraph. This is a consultation from Dr. Carmen Serrano Lopez. Carmen is C-A-R-M-E-N. Carmen Serrano Lopez. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is pain along left chest wall. And history of rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph, fist present illness. History of present illness. This is a 42-year-old female who has a past history for rheumatoid arthritis. Has been experiencing pain along the left chest wall upon taking deep breaths and some shortness of breath with exertion. The patient has been on oral prednisone intermittently for a possibility of pleurisy, and she has noticed some improvement with the use of oral steroids. She also has been followed on a regular basis by her rheumatologist. And recently had a cardiac evaluation done due to symptoms of left-sided chest pain. And apparently the cardiac evaluation was negative for any acute coronary syndrome. She, however, had a 2D echo and was told that she has pulmonary hypertension. And she also underwent a CT chest without contrast on March 21st, 2022, and it showed features consistent with pulmonary fibrosis with subpleural interstitial changes with greater predominance in the lung apices. no evidence of honeycombing or basal predilection of interstitial lung disease. There was also cylindrical bronchiectasis in the upper and lower lobes, greater in the right lung base, and no suspicious lung nodules. These changes were suspected to be sequelae of rheumatoid arthritis. The patient denies a significant cough or hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for rheumatoid arthritis and history for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And the history for resection of uterine fibroids and ablation. Uterine ablation and myomectomy. She has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next. How does the patient is a non-smoker, drinks alcohol moderately. Next line, family history was non-contributory. Father has hypertension. And cirrhosis. Mother had heart disease. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, nice cataracts or glaucoma, she has some hoarseness and left chest pain, she has reflux symptoms, wheezing and shortness of breath, she has jaw pain and calf muscle pain and leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression, she has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. And she has no headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Med list included methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, 5 tablets weekly. Prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily, Synthroid 125 micrograms daily, and folic acid. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged African-American female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse is 88, saturation is 20, temperature 97.1, weight is 228, saturation 96. HEMT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, ears not mason, nasal mucosa edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asynchronous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities. Reflex is a 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is left chest pain. Number 2 is interstitial lung disease, in brackets IPF, and number 3 is history of rheumatoid arthritis. and rheumatoid lung disease. Number four is hypothyroidism. And number five is pulmonary hypertension. Possible pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to get a SED rate ANA, RA factor, anti-DNA. She might need to have a CT angiogram to evaluate her for any pulmonary emboli, and also a right heart catheterization to evaluate her for evidence of significant pulmonary hypertension. We will give her a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and follow-up visit here in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to D'Souza. A copy of this for Dr. Carmen Serrano Lopez, C-A-R-M-E-N, Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza.